Good evening. My name is Yanjun Guo, and you can also call me Cecilia. Tonight, I want to talk to you how do we reduce irrigation during greenhouse production, and how that affecting the cost and the perform of the flowers. As a plant lover, our greenhouse grower like to think us like, oh, those we're growing the plants like, oh, they're all babies. We want to grow them well, give them the best, and also preparing them to the future when we release them to the society. So, what the worst thing could happen to the plants once they get released from the greenhouse? The customer said, oops, I forgot to water them. So, water. So, how can we prepare the plants for the people if they just happen to forget water them? Or could we grow them in the condition that they will actually require less water when they're out there? So, we prepare an experiment. We use the 40% irrigate SMC, like soil moisture content, is like representing the well irrigated, often traditional irrigation methods we use, and we cut them in half. We only water them 20%. And we test them on multiple different polyflowers and beddings in the greenhouse and see how that affects going on. It's like raising the kid, not one method fits all. So we have different results. As you can see for the poinsettia, the 20% SMC on the left, they grow more compact, they need less water during production or post-production, and they also have better quality during post-production. So we gave them a smiley face. Same thing with the petunia. It actually grew more compact, have more flowers, and for some reason, it's actually greener. Yay! Green face. Well, for some patients, not so awesome. They have to have less flower on the 20% and slightly yellower. So, and finally for the lantana, they grow smaller, less flower, and significantly more yellower. So, not good. So, our suggestion for the grower out there, you can reduce irrigation for the poinsettia, petunia, and for some patients, and lantana. Go ahead, spoil them.